And now this is a dictation for Rex, R-E-X, Fountain, F-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, May 1544, addressed as a letter to Dr. Vogel, V as in Victor, O-G-E-L, 953-5329. Dear Dr. Vogel, a follow-up for Mr. Mountain comes accompanied with family member, daughter. He was admitted McLaren Mount Pleasant, transferred to Bay City with acute myocardial infarction, CHF decompensation, coronary artery disease, excuse me, cardiac cath was done, three vessel disease, considered not a candidate for invasive intervention, medical treatment only. He has advanced renal failure and he has been consistently against doing dialysis. Supposed to be doing salt fluid restriction. He lost 10 pounds in the hospital from diuresis and weight stabilizing at home around 250. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He still has chest pain on activity but improved. No pleuritic discomfort, no purulent material hemoptysis. He acknowledged not following a strict salt or fluid restriction. His mouth feels dry all the time. Edema improved, chronic orthopnea, uses a TPA machine, no oxygen. Other review system is negative. I review all these documents in detail in the presence of patient and family. Testing for venous Doppler, lower extremity was negative, PQ scan negative for pulmonary emboli. Ejection fraction was at 50%. Creatinine peak at 4.3. He has hereditary nephritis with Alport syndrome, chronic atrial fibrillation. I review medications, remains on anticoagulation Xarelto, on phosphorus binders Renvela, heart and blood pressure medicine, beta blocker, diuretics, Norvasc. Present weight 250 in the office, blood pressure 116, 51 by nurse. Right now, lungs are clear, minor JVD, no pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, hard of hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, obesity of the abdomen, no gross ascites, peritonitis, edema much improved. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, April 8th. BUN high at 110, creatinine 4.3, representing a GFR of 13, anemia 10.5, normal white blood cell platelets, mild metabolic acidosis 19, sodium potassium close to normal. Albumin normal, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5. Next number, Alport disease, hereditary nephritis. Next number, coronary artery disease, recent heart attack, free vessel disease, biventricular failure. Next number, obesity. Next number, metabolic acidosis. Next number, anemia, no external bleeding, anticoagulated for AFib, presently Xarelto. Next paragraph, comments. He understands the meaning of advanced renal failure. At this level, given his medical history, he should be on dialysis. He has consistently refused this. We have discussed the different options from home, peritoneal dialysis, home hemodialysis, in-center dialysis, how important the salt fluid restriction, why we follow chemistry closely to advise for potassium, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, anemia, phosphorus, and parathyroid. His advanced heart abnormalities, which does not appear amenable to intervention. If he wants to proceed with cardiac cath, angioplasty stent, he needs to be open to the idea of dialysis, as likely the little function left with the exposure to IV contrast will be compromised further. We discuss about palliative and hospice. Patient and family are going to decide and keep me posted. This was a prolonged visit, reviewing records and explaining patient. End of dictation.